Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Yes, yes. All right. Why all right?
And you want to clap?
Why do we have to clap?
There's
this no.
Do we?
No,
do we
not have to on clap? This one. No, we're in the same room.
You're right. 1, 2, 3.
I've got queef on my jeans and 2 in my truck. I don't care because I don't give a fuck.
I got that queef on my jeans. And that's what's defining me.
That heavenly voice that you hear is none other than Jared Cat Puke Taylor, who's a special
guest.
That's
my nickname tonight, is Cat Puke.
We've got a special guest on Ross Patterson Revolution tonight. And he's a man of many words. Many, many words. And we're going to get really deep into the mind of Jared Taylor tonight.
Oh God, that's a horrible idea.
We're going to talk about
that is an idea that
Jared's new hit song that he's writing, Queef on My Jeans.
It's country.
It's a country classic. That's also going to be remixed by DMX.
Hopefully. We're seeing if we can get him. You know, I don't think that we should remove the first part of this before we did the countdown. I think that should stay.
You think so?
I think so.
You think we just leave?
Yeah,
that?
Just let it go.
The whole
let it be raw. let them know that this was done in a horrible Airbnb in North Hollywood.
We are live from Los Angeles. We are live from Hollywood
Although
Boulevard.
It's not horrible. It's not a horrible Airbnb. It's more of
the area.
The signs in the elevators that are like, Airbnbs are not authorized here. Like, as you're taking your elevator up to your Airbnb.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, honestly, this is just like most Airbnb. They bought cheap fucking furniture.
IKEA.
It's funny?
I actually stayed at a really nice Airbnb in Columbus, Ohio. And I was shocked. I was like, oh, shit.
But you know the difference. You know the difference between people that were like, this was our house. You know what? We don't need this stuff. Let's keep it here and let's rent it out. To, I'm making this an Airbnb because they do this cookie cutter shit.
Yeah. Well, like, you know what happens. So, like, this is a rental. And what they do is people now in LA, this is super big. They rent apartments and then they use them as Airbnb and then take the extra money. So, like, this place, if you go underground, there's, like, 900 empty parking spaces because they haven't filled this building yet.
Yeah.
And there's a shit ton of them up in all over L.A., and everybody's doing it. They're getting, like, three of these at a time.
And they're making cash, and if they get evicted, who cares?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
taking out IKEA bullshit.
That's it.
Like, there is nothing in here.
No. You've got a bed in your kitchen.
I've got a kitchen bed. And I love this because my concept behind the kitchen bed is I can monitor macaroni and cheese from my bed.
Yeah, this was a nice thing. I don't know what made them put a bed in the kitchen.
I was just, for me,
it's nice.
That's a constant struggle. You know, I put yep. water on and I start mac and cheese and then I want to go lay down. But I'm
But listen, you have no way to monitor it.
I have stress.
Yeah.
Like, I have anxiety.
You have no way to monitor the boiling water.
The noodles might be getting too soft or,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
Now you have a great
the pickles are,
way to
are,
monitor.
Are exploding from the heat.
Yeah, look, you're set now for life.
Yeah, this right here is perfect. I'm excited. I actually kind of got comfortable, too.
Do you, like, let me ask you this. With these Airbnbs and these comforters, do you think they wash the comforters?
No.
I don't either.
They definitely don't.
I don't either.
They have the bottom of the barrel cleaning service, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it's like $60.
Not even that, yeah. probably. Like, they have something worse. Maybe it's even a friend of a friend.
Oh, God.
Like, hey, your niece, Kelly, she cleans apartments, right? Yeah. Can she do that for her Airbnb? Oh, yeah. How in-depth do you want me to? Oh, not in-depth at all.
Nothing at all. Like, no, not a
I
deep.
I bet if we did a deep sniff of those sheets, we'd smell a sick sack.
You know what's fucked up is, like, when I look at Airbnbs, I will not get one with something over, like, 30 reviews.
Really?
Yeah, because that means, like, over 30, like, dirty motherfuckers have stayed there and just not cared. And, like, it would kind of be like...
I've always treated an Airbnb nice because I like them. I appreciate them. It gives you...
I do, too, but I've had some bad experiences.
I haven't yet.
We had the roof cave in on the last
yes,
one.
Yes, you and
last
Matt.
Last time
you and Matt,
Matt and
had
I were in
a
LA.
Bad one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But also, the locations that I've rented them have always been... Like Lake Tahoe, me and Street Bike Tommy got an Airbnb.
Right.
So, of course, you're not going to get fucking ghetto ass.
Tahoe,
fucking...
you can get a whole goddamn cabin. For
yeah,
fucking...
we had a full cabin.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Jesus fuck, yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Me, Street Bike Tommy, and Trevor Jacobs. I love Trevor Jacobs, by the way. It's a nice man.
Yeah, I won't get one over 30. Any 30 reviews is my, like, I'm good. I'm not doing that. Because imagine if you got a hotel room, okay? Say you were staying at fucking, I don't know, the Bellagio, and you saw 900 reviews for that room that you were staying in.
Yeah, but that happens.
I know.
That happens.
But you would know 900 people were fucking in that room.
That's not a deterrent for me. Because in my head...
You're actually looking for
yes,
that.
It's 900 really good-looking couples.
Which is never the case.
Yeah, but also, too, like, I kind of live my life by...
Imagine, a quarter mile at a time?
No, I imagine everybody I encounter having sex.
So every single person
Pretty much.
Old, young,
yeah.
Fat,
oh, I try skinny. And the old people, I try and imagine what they were like when they were younger and if they got like super down or not. Fat people, God. I'm just like, yeah, that would be gross. But
women or men?
Everybody.
And so you look at the old women, yeah. And you're like, oh, man, I wonder what she was like if she was young.
Yeah, I wonder what she was like in 1955.
And
like,
if she fucked.
She was probably, you know, I would say behavioral patterns were kind of different back then, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I think they still were fucking weirdos because humans have always been weirdos. But it was more of a... It was way more of a game.
I think, but here's the thing. I think people knew less because there was less information at your fingertips.
So yes, yes. So people didn't, unless you heard it from the guys at work, you don't know what, like, you didn't know that, like,
no.
People are licking butts and all that stuff. Like, you would never even fathom that. No. Unless you stumbled on it one night when you and, you know, your fucking wife at the time got a little sauced up and she was like, well, I'm going to get a little freaky and fucking lick on the balls or whatever like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, keep going. Go all the way. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or,
you could find...
or there was fear. Like, no, don't do that. It feels good, but I'm afraid. You don't know what the psychology was of that.
You're afraid of you're afraid of what people would think of you.
Exactly.
In today's world, though, you can go to the internet and
people
find...
People are eating butts.
Yeah. People are eating butts hard. Like, real fucking hard.
I got a hug from a fucking waitress this evening.
You did, at Hooters.
And she whispered into my ear, I eat butt.
Yeah.
Or no, she said, I eat asshole.
Yeah. I
don't know what, I don't know if that was an invitation or I was supposed to trade numbers or.
I don't know.
I don't know what that was, but.
I was surprised it was you.
That's what happened.
I was surprised, like, yeah, but she, like, you guys had a very special connection. You know, very spiritual.
I just wanted.
It was very spiritual. It was very real.
I think she more admired me at how much I was candoring over that menu. God, you have so much knowledge in food.
We should also mention the fact that you started with four shots. Do you remember what? A kamikaze.
I got a kamikaze, a Washington apple, a lemon drop, and a gummy bear.
Yeah. And that was just.
That
boom,
was,
walking into the restaurant.
Yeah.
Hi, I need these four before
just,
I even think about ordering.
Get them the fuck over here right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, you were adamant about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, whoa, this is a man who knows what he wants, but he's also probably a homosexual
bitch
male.
Drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to keep them on their toes, you know?
Well, you definitely did. I mean, any Hooters waitress, because let's face it, they've heard it all. Any Hooters waitress who hugs you on the way out.
Come on. Bring that back, because there is no waitress in the history of my life that I haven't left with them going, who or what the fuck did I just meet?
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
So they think they've heard it all.
And you didn't even ask for the Richard Nixon.
No, we didn't do it. Oh, dude, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We go back in for the Richard Nixons.
Nixon, yeah, yeah. Hey, we need a, can we get a Richard Nixon out here?
Bro,
stat?
I just need a, I'm in the hunkering for a Rich. I'm hungover.
Man, I need a cup of coffee with mayonnaise in it. Is what I really need.
I need it.
Shit, we got some sponsors. We got to get to who pay for this. Shocking. First and foremost, we got straightrazors.com. Big fan of straightrazors.com. Luke Webster and the boys do it right. It's the finest shaving kit in the biz. We've also got the number one ranked aftershave, number one ranked cologne. It's Smolder. It is the goddamn business. Get a kit. Christmas is coming up. Get it for your father. Get it for your brother. It is an old school, nice fucking tombstone style kit. They've also got beard conditioner, shampoo. They've got mustache waxes. It's everything you need for your face as a fucking man. Go to straightrazors.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Again, that's straightrazors.com. Promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Next up, we've got LeadByIron.com. LeadByIron.com is, they've got some functioning fitness apparel. What does that mean? It means it's not fucking baggy. Shit fits right, fits nice. Wore it to the Dodgers game the other night. It's fucking hot out here, Jared. It was 96 degrees today.
It is hot out here.
Led by Iron is all first responder owned. They got some dope ass tees for men and women. They got some fucking sweet hats, dude. Go to LEDBYIRON.com. That's ledbyiron.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Again, they're all fucking 100% first responder owned. They got a thin blue line tee and a thin red line tee as well. Go get you some ledbyiron.com. Promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off. Last but not least, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Look, kids, they are in stores now. They are in 7-Elevens. They're in North Carolina, Florida, Virginia. I think they're in Hawaii, actually, too. They're popping up everywhere, all over the nation. Go into your 7-Elevens. Go to Strikeforce Energy site, and they've got a fucking locator around the globe of all the stores that carry it. Go in and buy it out. This shit will be global soon enough. It's the tastiest tiny little tin pouch full of energy. Rip it open, pops into any drink you got, beers, waters, liquors, liqueurs, Kool-Aids. You're good to go. It's better than 5-hour energy. You can kick the can. You don't need it anymore. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Get yourself a subscription. We all have one. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Again, Strikeforce Energy. Promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off. They ship everywhere in the entire world. And they got that 750 milliliter bottle that goes boom, boom. Pop a couple squirts in and good to go. That's what I'm having tonight right now.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. So, Queef on My Jeans. When can people expect it, Jared?
You know, I'm still really diving down.
You're workshopping it.
The writing process right now. I definitely got the beat, you know, or not the beat, but the pace and the melody.
Yep.
From there, you know, I just really want to study where I want to take this one.
Yeah, because the things that you're doing right now are so interesting that I really, because you got Queef on My Jeans. That's also going to be an album.
Yeah.
Not just you know, a hit single, but it's also going to be an album. And then you are working on this World Star Hip Hop video.
Ooh, we're going down that road already?
I think we should. Yeah.
So I want to go out to set the record of a World Star video, and I think I got it.
A viral video. You want to set the record?
I think if done right, this could possibly be the most viral thing on the internet of the year.
I do too. And it's 40 laxatives in a beach is the name of the video.
So essentially what it is I would use Ross as a master director in this.
Yeah.
We are going to get on the list.
Three cameras.
Of Alexas.
Yeah.
We're going to get on the waiting list for Alexa cameras.
Yep.
We're going to get those cameras. We're going to set up in like a studio apartment with good light, with the windows facing to the east.
Like an Airbnb. Yeah. Like a nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we want the sun to kind of get up around noon, that just kind of coming down.
Sure.
You know? So we got good light, and we kind of got good backlight, too. I'm going to walk in with a female, and she is going to pull my pants completely off. Like,
yes.
I have to come, no pants.
Yep.
No boxers, nothing. Like nothing. Everything goes away. No,
with the keep socks, the
shirt.
Shoes?
Keep the socks, no shoes. Keep the shirt. Yeah.
Why are you leaving the socks on? Because you don't want?
Because, yeah, what's about to happen is bad. So from there, she gets on her knees and starts performing Falash Hatiho.
Yeah. Falash.
Falashio. Yeah.
Falashio Rashad.
And as she's doing that, I pull out my phone and pull up the Ham Horn app.
Beep, beep,
and
beep,
then
beep,
I just, I hit it. Do, 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 do. Yeah. And then release. Release all bowels. And as soon as that happens, Ross,
40 laxative, yeah,
about 15 other friends run into frame from other rooms,
from the closet
that she didn't know
were
there,
out of the closet,
and they just yell, "World Star!"
Yeah. And we've got our phones out, we're videoing it. Yeah,
beach dump out, yeah. Beady.
40 laxatives, 40 laxatives.
They go,
Beato,
beach yeah. dump out. They got the Beato.
I want to see those shoes that look like gloves.
Yeah.
You ever seen those?
The five fingers.
Yeah. The five finger shoes. Because I think you're going to need a good grip. I think you're going to need, because you want to do it on hardwood floor, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'll need grip, because if I slip, that'll be funny anyway. Like, but I want someone to have balloons that are custom balloons that say Beato. Beato. I realize we're screaming in an Airbnb at 11 o'clock.
Fuck it. We own the place. We can take back the night. What are you eating the night before, though, is the question. Taco Bell?
No. I've got a specific routine.
Okay.
I would start with,
because you want maximum explosion.
I would start with 2 to 4 corn dogs from the gas station. I'd move into to 2 honey buns. Then I'd do at least 2.5 pounds of corn nuts and mayonnaise.
Oh boy! Oh, God. I think you need something spicy.
Spicy
in there.
Well, now that's where I'm getting. Is one of my favorites is I like to fry up about 2.5 pounds of ground beef and just pour the sloppy Joe mix, and then I eat that out of a bowl with a spoon. And then I'd end it with like some ceviche. Like,
oh God.
What? This is delicious. Like, preparing for something like this is a dream come true, because I get to, like, eating is working. Like, so that's like, remember when we were filming Range 15?
Oh, yeah.
I had to eat double the meals, or you guys told me I had to have 2 extra meals every day.
And you did it.
I was working.
Yeah, you were.
I was working. I got to order 2 entrees. Every meal.
Every single time.
Nobody judged. They were like, oh, no, he needs
that.
Nah,
he needs that to live. Yeah.
Yes. I need grilled cheese sandwiches to be the buns for my cheeseburger.
Oh, boy, man. That explosion would just be so fucking electric.
Yeah. Yeah, that chopped onion inside the corn nuts and mayonnaise. That's what's going to get you.
Oh, boy. I mean, that would be, God, on a hardwood floor, like a nice hardwood floor, so you can hear it, because I want to hear, like,
we should do this on a ladder.
Oh God. Like a nice 4-foot ladder,
yeah, where we're on a platform, so you hear the splat. No, but then it doesn't work that way. If we're elevated, then it's not as dirty.
yeah no, we're gonna need to keep this
needs
on the ground
to
floor.
Be dirty, you see. I want it to be like right when she goes deep and just pulls both cheeks open.
Do you ask for that?
And then it's just spray. It's spray and clumps. It's my life, just spray and clumps.
It's just, it's the apple followed by the milkshake. Just
Someday I want to design my own toilet.
You should.
Because, I mean, I flush like 7 to 8 times.
I think you would be an excellent toilet designer.
I really would.
Yeah.
I would make
you could it. Have your own store. You know, there was a guy in Wilmington, and they don't this place doesn't do anymore. He did artwork for toilet seats.
I saw that. Like,
you
could get an MJ toilet seat.
You could get a Cosby.
Yeah, we saw the Cosby
before the trial. Yeah.
I know. He was foreboding on that one.
Yeah, you could get a Cosby. I mean, there was a Heath Ledger toilet that was nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because I think when you're memorialized with a toilet seat, that's pretty much, you made it. That's your star in the Walk of Fame.
But I think, like, for me, that's like the ultimate goal in life, is to construct your own personal bathroom.
Yeah.
For you to make that experience like yours.
Right.
Like, I'm talking, like, imagine, like, stirrups.
Forget the squatty potty. You want full stirrups.
Full stirrups.
Like a woman, yeah.
Yeah. And some sort of suction that the seat has.
Like, it's a nice, I want like a Brookstone.
Like, once you start, it pulls it all.
Yeah, I want a Brookstone one that's a massage chair, but it's got a hole cut out in it. So it's like, you know, I can go back. I want to lean back.
I'd want it
want
to almost be like a car crusher where it squeezes my abdomen. So you get it all, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like really go around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it wipe for you though? Like
that would be the ultimate goal. Like, I think there's a number of different things that you can go with there. Like,
I would almost like it to be like a car wash underneath, yeah, where you've got that, you know, like a.
Well, I maybe we're
you want it real clean.
No, if we're going
nothing
new
ruins.
Invention, we're not going to modify the toilet. If we're going new invention. We create a seat and a garbage disposal for the shower. Because that's the ultimate clean.
Yeah, you can just take a shit inside the shower.
Yes. And you're never chafing. You don't have to buy toilet paper.
Yep.
Like, what is this saving you?
Yeah, look, I could definitely see a toilet inside the shower one day.
Yes.
Where you're just like, all right, cool.
Now, I would put really hard jets of water in the drain itself so there's never any residue that's left over because you don't want that hole to be
You don't want
stinking.
That creeping up on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that would be bad.
God, yeah. Just a stinky shower hole.
Oh, God. It's just gargling back up at you like, ooh.
There, like if you're going down the list, because shaving in a shower is great.
Yeah.
Shower beers are great, so you could have a fridge in there. You could shit in there.
A fucking brushing your teeth in the shower is great.
Brushing your teeth?
Yeah.
I mean, there's almost nothing you can't. I mean, you know, besides getting dressed, like you're.
That's what I'm saying.
You're pretty golden.
It's almost like a skeleton seat, like where it comes from the sides and you just you link in your upper top thighs while the water's coming down on you. So, like, you got kind of almost like a. Apocalypse Now thing going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it's just like, release.
It's just a hard dunk. Yeah, yeah, a hard dump.
Yeah, I mean, it only gets awkward if you like to shower with like your girlfriend or your wife. It's like, hey, real quick, just turn that way and wash your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're like me, where you go, yeah.
But here's the thing. Any real couple knows this. Like, if you've been together for a while, you don't shower with your significant others, like, because there's one shower.
True.
You're fighting for water after a while, and
true.
It's like, all right, cool. I really need to get fucking clean.
I've always showered with mine. I don't know.
I haven't, and I'll tell you why. Like, you're fighting over that warm
water.
There's never enough
break.
Warm water left.
I like to take a break from the water.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's your turn.
I don't.
All right, it's
I'm
my
a tall
turn.
Guy. I'm a tall guy. I'm selfish with it. I like my fucking water.
I like looking at boobs when I'm in the shower.
Yeah, but no, look, I like looking at boobs as well, but it gets to a point where you're like, the shower's more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been a big shower guy. I enjoy a nice, fine shower. A nice, like, fuck. I'll take it a step further. I could spend at least an hour in the shower every day because I like to think about
mine?
Shit.
Was El Paso, so I haven't had a relaxing shower since El Paso. And El Paso is where that shower, I came up with a lot of our ideas.
That was a nice shower. It was a big shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of light in it, too.
Yeah.
It had the window where the sun,
yep.
Like, so it had a lot of natural light, and I think that bred good ideas.
There's a lot of people who use the bath. Is Warren Buffett who's got a fucking computer in his bathtub?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think he's got a fucking
computer
in there.
I had an iPad and a LifeProof case, and I used to FaceTime Matt in the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's talked about it.
I mean, did you put it up?
Yeah, it was up. Like, it was like neck
and
up.
And it's totally waterproof.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We used to chat every morning.
Yeah, just about life.
Yeah, I've been shower. What's up? He's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
That's happening.
Yeah, if you could dump out in there, that would save a lot of time. Because I don't like leaving the house. Do you like leaving
time.
With a shitty ass?
It's not about time.
I don't like having a shitty ass the rest
no,
of the
no,
day.
No, no, no. Yeah, it's not about time. It's about the cleanliness.
Yeah, it is.
It's about.
I'm with you on that. I don't like to have a shitty ass.
The
like
paper
that.
Is not good.
No.
And it's never been good. There's crevices in there. you need to get a good jet stream of water up in there.
Yeah, yeah. Or what? Do you use the wipes?
Sometimes, yeah. If they're available.
Yeah.
I like the water jet stream, though. Tell you what.
You ever used a bidet?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Really?
Why wouldn't you?
I can't get down on the bidet. Because you still have to dry it. You still have to dry your asshole afterwards. So it's
you just shake.
No, it's still going to be wet.
No. You wiggle.
No. There's
no.
not enough wiggles that are going to get
there
that
is,
out.
There is.
No, there's not.
There's one thing
I've
learned.
You've got to towel down.
No, you don't. There's one thing I've learned. Going out with a wet, clean butt is way better than going out with the other stuff.
Yeah. No, I disagree with you on that.
I'll keep the water.
Cause it's
save it. Save it.
For later?
Yeah.
In case you get thirsty.
It's gonna absorb it anyway, so you're hydrating yourself at the same time.
Yeah. And no, I mean, look, you really are. Not in a million years. I gotta dry down.
Nah.
I've used a bidet a couple times.
Yeah. My shower in Hawaii had a really hard jet.
Really?
Yeah. I tried that a couple times.
So, was it coming out?
No. The shower just had a adjustable shower head.
Oh, gotcha.
To just a really fine jet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
You spread the cheeks and then just let that clean out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Held it real low, though.
Why low?
Because you want the spread, you know? You want the water jet to kind of break up a little bit. Gives you kind of like an itch, like it's itching for you. It's perfect.
If you
go to the Marriott in Oahu, try out the shower head.
And just know, what room were you in? Do you remember the number?
6275.
62. So if you go to the Marriott in Oahu, room 6275, Jared washes asshole in that room. And
I listened to
a part of history.
Whoever was next to me. Watch porn from like 2 a.m. until 4 a.m. every night.
No way.
Super loud too. Like super loud, like screaming. They had to be Asian.
The people staying there?
The guy had to be Asian.
Or the porn itself was
Asian.
Well,
the porn was definitely that like Asian screaming porn.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it was awful. Like at first I was like, oh. People getting it on. I'm like, oh, no, he's just watching some shit on his iPad. And then it's like an hour's going by. It's like, God damn, dude, like finish up.
That's a lot of porn.
Fuck off.
Did you call the front desk at all?
No, I should have. Hey.
Hey.
This room
is somebody watching
just
aggressive pornography next to
aggressive. And I can hear it.
I can hear all of the pornography next door. Can you tell him
Listen,
to turn off his
it's
pornography?
It's so bad over there. I can hear him yanking his meat stick. You're pushing the levels of getting so graphic with what you're listening to. Like there's wetness coming under the floorboards.
Look, I can tell he's not wearing sneakers, and
motherfucker walked in there with Birkenstocks.
Yeah, and he is barefooting around in there, and I think you need to go in there and stop this aggressive pornography.
I'm afraid he's going to pull it off.
Yeah. I'm afraid he's going to pull his ding-dong off. If we don't get in there.
If you don't breach that door,
this guy's
going to lose his dong.
He's going to pull his fucking
He's going to pull
ding-dong
his fucking ding-dong off.
Man, I have seen this too before. Man, I've seen this a lot in my life. He's going to pull his whole fucking ding-dong off, man. Y'all should stomp down the door.
I used to work as a trucker. I've seen a man pull his own ding-dong off.
Man, when I was in Duluth, Minnesota, I tell you what, man. 18 wheels, and this guy fucking pulled his ding-dong off. Right at 113A. Rest stop 113A. He pulled his ding-dong off.
Showed it to us all. It was a fountain of sorrow.
I pulled a bandana out of my glove compartment, and I ran over, and I tried to put it back on.
I tried to tourniquet that son of a bitch. You can't. He pulled it off right at the sack.
Man, there was some sack skin missing. He pulled
it. There was sack skin all over the pavement. I don't even want to talk about it. It still scars me. That motherfucker's a trans now, though.
His balls unraveled like an ancient Egyptian scroll. And they were all over the pavement. And I looked over and I saw his ding dong ripped off his body and with maybe three and a half inches of sack skin on it.
About 4 minutes after it happened, he realized what he had done, started getting regret. Too late for the son of a bitch. Possum already came in and ate the remains. That possum was chewing on that sack skin like it was fucking big league chew. Just large mouth chews. And then when he realized he couldn't chew it properly, that possum tucked it in his lip like it was a dip.
Man, so it's me
strutted away.
And there's six other truckers. Now we're chasing this possum across
now
the street.
Now it's me, Charlie, Kevin, Kenny,
Bert.
Kenny, and Bert. There's always two Kennys.
Man, everywhere you go, there's two Kennys. And we chase this possum across the street. We try to get his ding dong back. Too late.
Only
Shoot
reason
up.
I was trying to get it back is because he's a fellow Dale Jarrett fan.
Too late, though. Possum got his ding dong. Nothing you can do.
That's where we came up with the term, possum got your dong.
Yeah, man.
And we all made stickers for it. We sent him a few for free. He wasn't too happy about it, but we don't care no more. Supposedly he's going by a name, Jane.
Jane now. So
name
whatever.
Used to be Jimmy.
Yeah, he's a trucker for Hormel. So, you know, he is who he is. I want to talk about bumfucks as well.
Bumfucks by Jesus?
Yeah, bumfucks. B-U-M-F-U-X-X-X.
This was a concept we came up with a long time ago.
Long time ago. We've been talking about doing it for a while. What it is, essentially,
I even have the logo for it, and I don't know where it is. I need to find that logo.
The gold. It's gold.
Yes, I've
yeah.
sent it to you
yeah,
it's, it many was times before.
Really great, because it's a shopping cart.
I made the legitimate logo.
Yeah. Here's what Bumfucks is, for those of you who don't know. Bumfucks is a series of videos that we want to make. Very similar to Girls Gone
it's
Wild.
It's a series of DVDs is what yeah. it is. Because like you said, you have Bumfucks 1, Bumfucks 2, Bumfucks
yep.
3, Bumfucks
they're
4.
They're all standard definition
You've got
DVDs.
Bumfucks
they're not HD.
You got Bumfucks Baja. You got yeah. Bumfucks Under the Bridge.
Yep.
You got Bumfucks Train Yard. You got Bumfucks
Boxcar.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. 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 You got
Bumfucks Indiana.
Yeah. Bumfucks SeaTac Airport.
Yep. There's a lot of Bumfucks.
You got Bumfucks Parking Garage.
So what it is, you introduce yourself to the
Bumfucks
camera.
Bumfucks Cornfield.
Yeah, you got Bumfucks Home Depot.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a real good one.
Bumfucks Fast Food.
Oh,
you got Bumfucks TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
That's inside the store.
What it is it, you talking to camera and you're like, yo, my name is Reginald. I'm 23 years old. I'm from New Jersey. I'm from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And I just got paid today, so I want to go fuck a bum, yo. And then you run up, throw money in a bum's face, and then have sex with that bum.
Yeah.
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 I mean, they have to consent, obviously. You can't just...
I mean, that's where the barter starts.
Yeah.
That's where the real game is.
You start at 40.
Are they going to... No, you know, I've seen others start way
cheaper?
Lower. Yeah.
Whoa.
I believe Daryl...
Daryl
from Roanoke, Virginia.
The Roanoke DVD?
He started at 17.
17 and then worked his way
up. No, he got it at 17.
He got that bum, dude, at 17.
Yeah.
Man, my name is Jerome. I'm 19. I just worked a double shift at Red Lobster. Now I want to go fuck a bum, yo.
Oh, no. We had the old guy that got real mad. He was super proud.
Yeah, yeah. What
he
was
he was a bulldoze operator.
Yeah, what was
Corey.
His... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that voice?
His name was Ron.
What was that voice? That barber voice?
Yeah, yeah. He was
that wasn't Ron.
You want the barber voice? No, that's that one's that one's Cleveland. That's a good cut. That's a good cut. I ever see a good cut like that. That's a good cut, boy.
It's a good cut,
hey,
man.
Boy, that's a good. Listen, I spent a lot of time on your hair. That's a good cut. Now show me your dick. Oh, man, come on. Just show me a little bit of that dick. I just want to see a little bit of it. Not just for like 2 seconds. I just want to see 2 seconds of your dick, son. Just give it to me for 2 seconds. Listen, son, I don't got a picture phone. I just got this steel memory.
The steel trap memory.
The steel trap memory. Now just unzip your pants and put that thing through the zipper and let me see it for 2 seconds.
It's a nice barter. It's a bumfucks barter is what it is.
Barber.
Yeah. It's the yeah. Barber barter is what it is.
Listen, son, I'm not trying to be a pest. I just want you to put that dick right up next to my face. I won't feel the heat. I just want to feel the heat for a minute, son. Just put it right close to my face. I won't feel. Nah. Man, I look at you in your eyes. What's a dick like that taste like?
Because you know on a hot day like today, too. Today was 96 degrees in LA today. In the fucking October.
In October.
If you were to pull out your cock after walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard.
In a barber.
You know the heat coming off of that would be real fierce.
Depends. If you have a small dick, it'd be a lot of heat. Larger dick, obviously less heat.
Why less heat?
Away from the body.
No.
Yeah, larger dicks away from the body. Yeah, fucking.
But it's still. But a dick, a big dick, you're trapping your balls down.
It works.
No, you're trapping your balls down.
Listen, let's do an experiment.
Okay, look, that's fine.
We're going to need 150 males with various dick sizes. We're going to need to take their mean dick temperature.
Yeah, and here's what we need you to do. We need you to go to. What's your Instagram? All of the photos need to go through your Instagram.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
All of these dick photos. Look, it's only right.
It is not.
Yeah. All of these dick photos need to go to your Instagram, and then you can approve them, is what you can do.
Oh, yeah.
You can approve every single dick, every single dick.
No, no. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of your thing.
It's none of that's my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Proving dick is not my thing.
I think out of everyone, all of our friends, I think you are the one who would genuinely take your time, make a nice, thoughtful decision on it, and be like, all right, great. You'd have a reasoning behind it.
I would have to have the goal or the task at hand.
Well, the task is this, obviously. It's the heat coming off of it.
Mean dick temperature.
Yes.
MDT.
Yeah, the MDT.
We have to get the MDT, but that's based on the size. So you first have to categorize them by the size. Then we get the MDT. Then we cross-reference that data.
What I'm saying is this. A smaller dick isn't going to get... It's not going to give you a lot of heat.
I think it is.
No.
I think it's hotter.
You need to get a lot of...
It's hotter.
No. It's too. Yeah. There's enough that you can breeze, like a breeze could go through.
No, that's the small one. The breeze can't go through.
No.
No, the big one. There's more airflow. I've seen the technology.
It takes up too much space.
I've seen it.
No, there's no way.
I've seen the renders. We've ran this through one of those weather simulators.
Chuck Yeager.
Yeah. What about him?
He obviously went. He broke the sound barrier.
He did.
He was at the Dodgers game the other night. He would know something about this.
He probably would.
Yeah.
We should get a hold of Chuck Yeager.
What if we got Chuck Yeager on the show? And then all we said was, look, hey, man, Chuck, you've had an illustrious career.
We need your expertise.
Career.
Or like Buzz Aldrin. Like, Buzz, like, you're a spaceman. Like,
And we respect
keep referring
that.
To Buzz Aldrin as
Spaceman.
Spaceman. You're a cool spaceman, man. You're a fucking sweet spaceman. Man, Buzz, I'm really glad to have you on the show. You're such a good spaceman.
Look, we appreciate all the spaceman stuff you've done for this country. But we got a real question for you.
Tell me more about like the spaceman food. Could you just like walk me through that again?
Let me ask you this. Do you have any Neapolitan space ice cream on you?
Yeah, bro, what is it like to take a spaceman dump? I just need to know. I mean, my dad and my grandpa, none of them were spacemans. So I just have a lot of spaceman questions, Buzz, if you could just answer. Just wondering, like, is your wife proud to go to bed with a spaceman every night? Does she give a lot of effort?
Oh, God, you know.
You got to come Buzz back Aldrin from the moon. Does. You come back from the moon. You're like, bitch, suck this moon dick.
Yeah, yeah. This dick
suck
has been
the
on
moon.
The moon.
Suck the moon dick. I was on every television in the world.
There's not a lot
and then
of
if
people.
I wonder if. Is
there's not a lot of people that can say, hey, man, I've been on the fucking moon. Suck my
dick.
Yeah,
but if you come home and you don't get special treatment. Like
for being on the moon, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, goodbye. Like at that point, like ship has sailed. The next morning, you're moving out. I don't care that we were together for 14 years. You're moving out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
you're
look.
Moving out. I'm keeping the spaceman pay. You're going to find a job doing whatever it was you did before this, doing laundry.
Do you think they're disappointed to come back to Earth?
No, because there's no poon on the moon.
No poon on the moon. But it's the thrill of the moon chase.
Yeah, but still,
dude.
Like once you're there, it's like, okay, cool. This place is cold and weird. It's like, you know, breaking into the McDonald's freezer. Once you get there, it's just like, yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
I want to leave.
A lot of people say that moon landing is fake.
Eh, whatever.
I think it's real, right? I think I'm on the real camp.
I don't know. Who knows?
You really think it could be faked?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, we could have faked it. Was it smart to fake it? Yeah. It's like bankrupt the Russians.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's pretend that we already did this so they keep trying.
No, I believe it's real.
Probably is. Who knows?
I believe in Buzz Aldrin. The one who disappeared was the guy, Neil Armstrong, who actually... Fuck.
No, he died.
Yeah, I know he died. He's dead. He's dead now.
Yeah,
but
he's definitely dead.
What happened after he did the moon shit and then retired, he fucking disappeared from public life. Like, he just didn't want to be famous.
He didn't want to be like, you know, the TV
spaceman.
Spaceman.
Yeah.
Everybody
good job,
asks him,
spaceman.
Yeah, everybody asks you the same question. What's the dirt like? I don't know. It's soft. I'm wearing a fucking weird suit. Can't feel shit, dude. Have you ever seen the fucking fingers in a goddamn spacesuit? Like, they're 9 goddamn feet wide.
Yeah.
Like, you can't feel shit.
No, you can do anything up there.
Yeah. I mean, Independence Day, though.
Oh, God. Not this again.
This is an amazing documentary.
For the people at home, Jared's favorite movie of all time is Independence
Day.
It
is not.
It is, too.
It is not. I decided what my favorite movie of all time the other day was.
What was it?
King Arthur.
Fuck off. Of all time?
Yes.
So you can only watch one movie the rest of your life, and it's King Arthur.
I would watch King Arthur.
That's insanity.
It is not. Because King Arthur has... Jax Teller as the lead, which I like Jax Teller.
Yeah. Charlie Hunnam is his
Whatever.
Name.
That's stupid.
Sure.
It is a Guy Ritchie film, so it's like watching Lockstock.
You love Guy Ritchie.
Yes. It's like watching Snatch or Lockstock.
Yeah.
Like, the music is by fucking Guy Ritchie's guy, and the carry of the plot is of a Guy Ritchie film, so it's just like, it's... Guy Ritchie wrote the dialogue, obviously. So it's fucking funny. So it's funny, action.
That's your one movie the rest
of your
life.
The hero wins and fucks everybody else up. Yeah.
So one movie the rest of your life, it is Guy Ritchie's...
King Arthur.
I think I'm going... God, I've got two weird ones.
Listen, Field of Dreams,
no.
Ship has sailed.
I like Field of Dreams.
Ship
but
has
that's
sailed,
not,
though.
I would,
a good movie.
I would say,
Ship has sailed.
I would say Castaway or fucking Shawshank. Tombstone, I love, and I've seen it a million times.
No, you know what? I would go Last Castle.
Last Castle? What the fuck is that?
Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
Plays
a
general?
Yeah. It's that's not...
I think Last Castle is better than Shawshank.
That's a bold move.
I'm just saying.
That's a bold move. I would.
I'm a fan of when somebody is smarter than the antagonist and makes them look stupid. And that's The Last Castle. You know, the colonel is pompous, arrogant, uppity, I'm cool, and I'm the law, and then somebody defies them and then makes them look... I'm obsessed with that situation.
Gotcha.
Making somebody look stupid.
Gotcha.
Same thing with King Arthur, you know, his uncle is, I'm the cool guy, I'm amazing, I could be cool, and he's like, well, I'm the fucking king, bitch, and I got the power.
Right. I go two schools of thought on this. The first one is, again, this is a movie for the rest of your life, and you only get one. I like people leaving and escaping something that they've been stuck in. Shawshank and Castaway both do that. So I feel like if it was one movie for the rest of my life.
If you continue it, then if you're going to use that criteria, you can do The Terminal.
The Terminal.
With Tom Hanks.
Oh, you know, I never saw that fucking movie. I saw the trailer and he had that fucking accent. I can't
Kazakhstan.
Whatever it was.
I need to go back to Kazakhstan.
Yeah, I couldn't get into that.
We lock our women in cages and they say, here's my vagine.
Yeah. I couldn't get into that, especially right after Borat. I was like, I'm good. So I like that element of it. Of one movie of all time, because at least I would feel like I'm escaping from whatever it is that you're in. Because if you've got to watch one movie the rest of your life, you're somewhere and something fucked up happened.
Yeah.
So I want some hope of something to see every day if it's one movie. So I want to get out of something. Now, if I'm going like just my favorite, it's probably Tombstone. Probably Tombstone.
Tombstone's good.
I like, since you like those people and that character, I like the super brash, obviously over the top people, like Eastbound and Down, Anchorman, like those type of fucking move. Like, if we're going like, hey, what do I enjoy the most? I just don't have a lot of that. Talladega Nights.
That was good. Talladega Nights is good. I've seen it so many times, though, at this point. It's kind of lost.
At this point. But when you first see it, you're like, oh, shit.
This is so funny. It's you know, Days of Thunder, but fucking hilarious.
I think the movie with Mark Wahlberg, the cop movie, could have been really fucking... The other guys?
Yeah.
I think if that was a hard R, it could have been really, really fucking funny.
Possibly.
I didn't like...
That new Pan is really good.
What is it?
Pan.
Pan. Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Fuck off, dude.
Have you seen Pan?
No, I didn't see Pan.
Why not?
I go see
good.
Pan.
It's good. It's actually good.
Did you go with kids or did you
I just got it. But it follows the original
real?
Disney, like the original Disney cartoon Peter Pan. Like it, like Hook back in the day, like just touched on what the Disney movie was, kind of, like, and they gave it their spin.
Right.
But Pan legitimately
is
like a prequel to Disney's cartoon Peter Pan. Like it was legit. Like, the remake of Pete's Dragon, that was stupid.
Yeah. It's funny. I just watched Pete's Dragon on Netflix. My son.
Yeah, but comparing that to the first one,
enjoyed
like,
it. I'm the same way with
you. The first one was cool.
Yeah, this one was shitty.
Yeah, this one was stupid.
Robert Redford was in it, by the way.
He was. They haven't remade Popeye though,
and I don't think they should.
Why?
That
was a good one,
dude. I liked Popeye.
Popeye was.
We're in the minority of that, by the way.
What, the 80s Popeye, right?
Yeah,
where he fights
Robin Williams.
Fights the fucking fights the octopus.
Yeah, Robin Williams is Popeye.
Can we watch that?
No, we can't watch fucking Popeye.
Why? We got. Do they have?
We have
iTunes.
We have all. Yeah, we've got all this shit here.
Can we watch Popeye?
We can't watch Popeye. No.
Why?
You're not getting Popeye.
What?
Dude.
Oh, no, they do. They've got a HDMI cable. We can hook up my...
Oh, God.
We can watch Popeye.
We're definitely...
Dude, why the fuck
Popeye,
would we man. Not get drunk and watch Popeye?
Fuck.
Dude, you know who was fighting me the other day? It's funny.
It's great.
I wanted to watch Uncle
Robin
Buck.
Robin Williams was awesome.
Nobody would fucking watch Uncle Buck with me. It's Street Bike Tommy. That's who... We're at sushi.
I was like,
let's fucking watch Uncle Buck. And I was so excited. He's like, well, I'm not watching Uncle Buck. He was so grumpy.
Yeah. I don't think Uncle Buck holds up for me. Popeye would probably still hold up for me.
Uncle Buck's good.
I don't know. I thought as a kid it was good. You ever have those movies you watch as a kid that you really like and then you try to go back and watch them and then they're shitty?
Yeah.
The new one for me was Harry and the Hendersons.
Ooh.
So as a kid, though.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's fucking
awesome.
I have not gone back to watch that.
Well, because now I have a child. So like it was on and he saw the picture. And he loves that Harambe video I did. So he goes, oh, let's watch this Harambe movie. And I'm watching Harry and the fucking Hendersons. And it doesn't hold up.
Ooh, this is bad.
It doesn't hold up.
It's like Homeward Bound.
The parents are good. The costume is weird. Like, and the kids, you know, whoever plays the daughter was super shitty.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Dude, you know what? I've never liked Rick Moranis ever. Jesse fucking loves Rick Moranis.
I mean, I say he's the best in Ghostbusters.
He was, you know what? He was actually great in Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Like, but Honey,
that's the only time.
Nobody should have given him his own movie.
That's the only time I've liked Rick Moranis.
Yeah. Nobody should have given
him. You know, he doesn't do anything now?
Really?
Publicly at all? No. He retired from acting and, like, just went away and doesn't want to be bothered.
Really?
Interviewed, anything. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Like, he went off grid on purpose.
He's got to be old.
One would think, right?
Yeah.
His name came up in when we were casting a movie, and somebody said, because I'd almost gotten the little guy from The Princess Bride, you know, who's deciding which wine to drink, and then he ends up drinking the poison. I almost got him for something. He was in New York, and we couldn't afford like his first class travel and all that stuff. We were like, oh. Maybe like Rick Moranis or somebody, and the casting was like, no, he's gone. He's gone now.
He's gone.
I was like, what do you mean he's gone? It was like, oh, he's just retired and never coming back, doesn't do interviews, doesn't do appearances, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. The other person like that is, you remember 16 Candles? A huge movie. Jake Ryan, the guy who played Jake Ryan, the good-looking lead in that. Who,
I'd love to see it.
Come on, it's Jake Ryan, dude.
I don't.
He's the ultimate teen star heartthrob, and then
that's Josh Hartnett.
No, dude, Jake. So to put it in perspective, Jake Ryan was the first Josh Hartnett.
Okay,
like 16 Candles, he was a fucking god, and he did a couple movies, and then disappeared. Nobody has seen him in fucking 15 years. Well, rumor has it he works on a farm, like, didn't want to do movies anymore, didn't want to do shit. Just left and doesn't, I mean, never done an interview,
that's
nothing.
Boss.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean,
if you can go out on top like that and just be like, yo, fuck it, and leave on your own terms and leave everybody guessing where you're like, all right, sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I still...
Is there any scenario in which Jared Taylor leaves the face of the earth and you drop... No more social media, no more videos. You move to one single place, and nobody hears from you again.
No, that would be boring.
So you wouldn't do it?
No. Like, everything I do is to just get to a better point where I can make better videos that are more funny or have more cool people.
Is there a number where somebody could say, hey, Jared, we're going to give you X... You can never put a video up again. As a matter of fact, you have to delete your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and when nobody hears from you again.
I don't know. I don't know. No.
There's no number.
No, because I would get bored. I would be like, oh, cool. They're like, here's $1 billion. And I'm like, I'm going to buy all the jet skis in the world and have my own island.
And you can't
and
film
do this.
It wouldn't be fun for you because you couldn't film it.
I can't make a jet ski video. I can't wait, and I'm not making any new friends because I can't like talk to anybody on the internet. So it's like, well, this got real boring real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you could. I could walk away from it. Like, I enjoy times where I don't have cell service or internet or anything. Like,
no, I don't.
I was in the fucking Bahamas with my lady, with Jables, and nothing worked. No text messages, no fucking phone, no nothing.
Yeah.
And every time it happens to me, if I go someplace and that happens, I don't miss it. I never miss it. I only got into social media simply for the fact of, like, we had to start promoting our shit.
I just want to, everywhere I go, it's like being a skateboarder. Everywhere you go is a skateboarder. Every place is a possible skate spot.
Yeah.
Now, everywhere I go is a possible set to film something fucked up.
There's an empty pool here at this Airbnb.
I saw that.
I know.
We could really redo the scene.
Because they promised us a pool.
Yeah, we could really redo the scene from the singing movie, which was Pitch Perfect.
Oh, God.
I love that movie. I want to change my movie to Pitch Perfect.
God, come on.
It's a great movie.
It is a
that showcases talent and love.
I enjoy Pitch
and
Perfect.
Overcoming adversity.
You know the third one's coming out.
I can't fucking
wait.
I think it comes out
at Christmas.
I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
Would you have sex with Rebel Wilson, yes or no?
Is that Fat Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Fat Amy's not that fat. Compared to me, you're talking like maybe 25%.
No. I think she's a little bigger.
Add 25% to me.
Yeah. I think she's a little bigger. She's a little bigger.
She can't be over 300.
She probably pulls dick, right?
Yeah.
Because she's funny and it's like, all right, cool. Like,
yeah. And she is funny. She's not that big, though.
And you know, I have not seen her in real life, actually. That is one of the few people. She didn't get famous, though, until a couple of years ago. Like, really
famous.
If
she talked to me during the whole ordeal, yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, because of her accent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just filthy. Just a filthy face.
You think? She's got a filthy face?
No, I just don't want her to have a filthy mouth. Just really weird stuff.
Like swear at you?
No, just I want you to treat me like a sewer.
In that voice?
Yeah.
It'd be good. Treat me like a fucking sewer.
I might treat me like a fucking sewer. I want to be your sewer pit.
Oh, God. You guys, I think she would take a shit in the shower with you.
Slit pig.
Yeah. I think she would. Yeah.
She would let me baste her with butter before.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So she'd just be glistening and slippery.
Yep.
It'd be perfect.
I could see the two of you showering and shitting in the shower together.
And laughing.
Yeah.
Like it's a
both
contest.
Of you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of you are just laughing hysterically.
Oh, man.
I think that could definitely
happen.
I
tried to bribe one of my friends this week to get a date with Hillary Duff. It didn't work.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I tried.
She's single now.
I know.
And
supposedly,
look,
everybody
we're giving you credit. She's gotten hot.
Everybody in this town is afraid to ask her out. I am not. I will go to wherever with her, and I'm not changing my clothes.
I think, isn't her ex-husband a hockey player?
Who cares? Dude's probably gay.
Yeah, probably.
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 Whoever he is.
Probably homosexual, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but she's got a kid.
I got to shake his hand because he got rid of her, so she's available for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Who knows?
Crazy, right? She's like a gajillion dollars, too.
Yeah.
She keeps getting hotter. She gets older. That kid is theirs. It's not like she brought, you know, she didn't bring that kid from another relationship.
No.
So.
That is an odd one.
The Duffster, man.
Maybe it's just never has time.
Have you seen her sister?
No.
She was the blonde girl in Napoleon Dynamite.
You never know. It would be...
Hayley Duff. She's a long nose.
It would be annoying if you're like excited after you get married and then every day it's like, oh, are we going to... I have this idea that we could do this together. No, I've got to do this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, I got to go to Maui. No, I got to do this. It's like,
yeah.
Well, this is shit.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, yeah, sweetie, go.
You'd be fine with it. You'd be great with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think you guys would get along great.
Oh, yeah. We'd be perfect.
Because all of those
I would make her move.
She'd probably make the bed.
She would.
Yeah.
She would.
You like a good bed mate. A lot of people don't know that about you.
That is.
You make your bed every single morning.
That's a key to staying in the house, too.
Yeah.
Like, coming back.
Yeah.
I'll look in the room and in the morning, like, oh, didn't make it.
Damn.
I had high hopes for you.
What does that say about a person?
It says a lot.
Did you see that famous Facebook thing that went around about making your bed every day and taking pride in it?
No.
And the rest, if the rest of your day is shitty.
But one of my longtime friends
and fucking making
that we
your bed.
Had on the show, that's a Marine, David.
Yeah.
He made his bed every morning when he stayed at my house.
Really?
I would peek. It was perfect, too. Like, poof.
Not mine. It's a fucking... Looks like goddamn Katrina in there in my bed.
Oh, yeah. That's not too soon.
I don't make the bed.
That's not too soon at all.
I don't make the bed.
Katrina joke.
Yeah. We're good.
Fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Now, if I said Harvey, then people would be like, oh, the outrage. He talked about Hurricane Harvey too soon. Katrina's been a while now, so we're good.
True. Yeah.
Set in.
Yeah, you're definitely good.
But my bed, I don't enjoy making my bed. Nor do I think about
really
it.
Really easy.
It's kind of
super, super easy.
Jared,
to do.
I'm mentally a very busy guy.
Just
mentally.
Yeah, and messy.
It's not messy. My mind is full of amazingness all day long.
And messy.
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
It's a simple task.
It's not. It's not. It's not
just a couple strokes.
Nope. No.
It's just pulling some stuff up.
It's a couple strokes. You're pulling some stuff
up.
Bed is made.
You know who made his bed?
It sounds like you were tearing off your ding dong in a truck stop.
Spaceman. Spaceman Buzz Aldrin. Spaceman Buzz Aldrin made his bed.
Yeah.
I sound like the girl.
Is he still alive?
I sound
Buzz
like
Aldrin?
The girl.
No,
yeah.
Buzz Aldrin is still alive.
I sound like the girl from Men in Black. The first one where it's like.
They're making another one of those.
He wanted
they're
water.
Rebooting that.
He wanted water. Just water. I don't know. He just ripped the whole house in half.
Buzz Aldrin's still alive, by the way.
Yes, he definitely is.
I even in Nice Shikras, while he rides his seat, I wrote in the beginning that like St. James Street James life was so great that Buzz Aldrin could go fuck himself. But I take that back. I take that back.
Nah, you don't need to take it back.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the point in the show we get to the revolutionary figure of the day.
Oh. Yeah.
You know who it is?
I don't. Hillary Duff?
Nope. It's a spaceman.
It's a spaceman. He's a spaceman. Let's just talk about him real quick.
He's 95 years old.
His name is Buzz Aldrin.
He
is the most famous spaceman.
We're giving this to Buzz Aldrin tonight.
Yes.
We're going to give it to Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz
tonight. Because he wasn't the first man on the moon. And that takes guts and determination.
It takes a lyrical genius like the lead singer of REM to write about you.
It really does. Michael Stipe?
If you believe they put a man on the moon. Man on the moon.
Can you jack off in outer space?
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to go out to in.
Yeah, but then you got to catch it.
No, that's disgusting.
It's fucking airborne.
No, dude.
Where does it go?
I would just do it into some sort of like pool net.
Goldfish net. One of those goldfish nets. So it's like, all right. Yeah. Not enough. Like the holes aren't big enough.
I've done it into somebody's sleeve once. I was like, where? Give me your sleeve.
Give me your flannel. The flannel sleeve?
It's all over their arm, not mine.
Oh, jeez.
I forgot to tell you, their arm was in the sleeve.
Their arm was still in the sleeve, and you...
Listen, to Buzz Aldrin the spaceman, I would totally want to come on you. I didn't mean that.
I can honestly say...
I mean, as with all due respect...
Yeah, we've never had anyone on this show, like, ever, who said they want to come inside Buzz Aldrin's
sleeves. I didn't say
sleeves.
Inside, I said on.
Both. Both.
Is that one of the accolades for the show?
I'd like to come on Buzz Aldrin.
We've had one guest say they want to come on Buzz Aldrin.
It's like an independent movie poster that's got like the Sundance logo on it.
Would come on
we
Buzz
got it.
Aldrin.
Yeah. Oh, I want to come all over Buzz Aldrin. Oh, man. We've had one whole guest say they want to come on Buzz Aldrin. Oh, man. Well, this is fun, Jared. Appreciate you doing the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
We had a lovely time.
This was a
in an Airbnb in Los Angeles, and arguably the most
in
random
an apartment building that bans Airbnbs via their elevator.
We've just enjoyed ourselves in this goddamn place. This is one of the weird. I don't know what people are gonna think of this episode.
Well,
find out.
Sorry.
This is one of the weirdest ones of all time.
I don't care.
No. No,
this isn't even
I.
that weird.
Neither do I. Because if you can't jack off on Buzz Aldrin, who can you jack off on?
You don't deserve
on?
To be jacking off on anybody. Buzz Aldrin's a fucking spaceman. He deserves your jizz.
Man, I fucking jacked off on Buzz Aldrin one night, and it just got real weird.
It just got real weird.
Man, I was eating Hungry Man. And I started jacking off on Buzz Aldrin, and, you know.
I had a pancake breakfast from McDonald's.
I jacked off on Buzz Aldrin. It was a hell of a day. A hell of a fucking day, indeed. This was really fun. I don't know if, I don't know what the fucking audience knows. Jared Taylor, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.